matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Daniel, good morning. What's going on with you and Emily?
Man, I'm not really sure what's going on, honestly. I thought we weren't in the kind of relationship where you can just kind of disappear, but I guess I was wrong.
Okay, well, hang on. Let's jump back to what you were saying about relationships. Like, exactly what kind of relationship are you describing?
Like, well, we know each other really well. We go way back, like back to Houston. I moved here a year or so ago, but she's from here, and she just moved back.
And were the two of you dating in Houston, or what was going on there?
We were more like friends than dating. Although we go through phases of hooking up and stuff, but it wasn't really a relationship or anything. It was just like, you know, a few too many nights out, like, you know, and like we've really close though. We've always been close and we still talk even after like I moved and everything. Mm. And when she told me she was moving back here, I was, you know, I was pretty psyched and I like, you know, was really excited for her to do that.
Okay. What were you thinking or hoping for, I guess, like when she got here? I mean,
I don't know if I really thought it through. I just knew that we'd hang out more. I mean, I've always kind of wanted something more with her, but it just never really worked out. Like, we're always in, like, different places in life or,
right.
Like, geographically.
Okay. You know? Got it. Now, did you think that was maybe, like, an excuse?
Oh, like, on her part?
Yeah, like maybe she was never really interested in anything more.
I mean, I guess that's possible, but I'm pretty sure she was. At least at some point she was interested in something. You know, it's more, like I said, that just things didn't seem to quite line up.
Got it.
So, like, her coming out here, it felt like a solid second chance, you know? And my thinking is that, like, you know, it's like already a new life she'll be creating here and stuff, and the city's changed, and, like, everything is just seemed like it might be possible, you know? But even if nothing happened, we'd still be friends, and it'd just be nice to have her around, you know?
Okay. Well, I got, where are y'all now? Like, how long has she been back in town?
Like a month or something.
And have you seen her in that month or no?
Yeah, we went out one night and kind of fell like back into it, and which was just like usual for us, like comfortable, familiar, but definitely like some spark there as always. Like, you know, it was definitely a great night.
Well, how great are we talking? Like,
really great. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like there was a lot of like, you know, we were flirting, touching, like a lot of drinks, and she came over to my place, which was great.
Okay.
And then we were going to meet back up after she was wanting to get settled in with work and everything. And that's kind of like when it's like, I don't know, something feels different and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. And just so I ask, because y'all did the on and off hookup thing before, like, well, what makes you think y'all aren't just falling into like,
those habits?
Yeah. Like what's different about the situation now?
That's a good question. I'm definitely older. I kind of like know what I'm looking for now, which is why I'm like reaching out to you guys. I don't want to lose something really great before it has a chance to get started, you know? And I know she could just be busy like settling in, but maybe if nothing else, that makes her realize how serious I am like this time.
Right.
And that I'm like, you know, thinking about her.
Well,
that is one way she could take this.
It is,
yes.
A way. We'll see what we can do here. We're going to get Emily lined up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Daniel,
yeah,
is in San Antonio.
He is.
Birthplace, I guess, of Emily.
Yeah.
They knew each other back in Houston, but now they're both in the same city, and they had hooked up on occasion back in the day.
He kind of wants another shot at this.
He wants something more.
Yeah,
is
exactly
what he's looking for now. Says he's older, says he knows what he wants, and it's Emily.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can't convince her of the same. Hey, is this Emily?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, Emily, we're Frito and Katie. I know, we're a radio show here in town, okay? Y100. We're calling you with this date night package that we give away. So we'll pay for everything. Okay, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Could get kind of expensive since you're in charge of picking everything you do on it.
I mean, that's awesome, but how did I win this? I don't think I entered in anything, and
right.
I just moved
exactly
back.
Yeah.
I actually haven't even started listening to the radio here yet.
Go ahead and put that in your presets, 100.3.
But, like, someone entered you for this, and that's the dude you'd be taking out with you. So, do you know a guy named Daniel?
Oh, sorry, am I allowed to? I'm not sure.
No, but I got you. Yeah.
Yes, Daniel. Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, my God. Daniel. What? Like, you've been MIA the past week or so.
Yes.
Are you on the phone right now?
He is.
Yes, Daniel.
Yeah, we had him on the other line for this.
Oh, wow. Okay, I am. This is not, it's not you. Things have been super crazy for me lately, and I have had one hell of a week, okay?
Okay.
Can we ask what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I moved back in with my mom. It's like temporary for right now, but my place is in the middle of renovation and I've had to scale back a lot right now. Money is pretty tight. It's all really, really stressful, but, there's just been a lot going on
We can imagine.
And living with mom.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Do y'all get along okay?
Well, I mean,
or is that coming into play here too?
Well, kind of. For the most part, we get along fine, but it's just that right now there's a lot of specific family stuff going on. Basically, my grandmother passed and...
Oh, geez.
It was a while back, but before she passed, she had given me this beautiful ring. It's this antique ruby and it's got diamonds all around it. It is gorgeous. Holy and I remember cow. Her wearing it when I was a kid. Okay. Yeah, it was really beautiful. She had it forever. And it was just, it was really special that she gave it to me. It was just like a sort of a symbol. She wore it every day. So when she gave it to me, it was because, you know, I'm not too shy to say I was her favorite.
Okay.
Anyway, her health, excuse me, took a turn, for the worse. And for whatever reason, she ended up requesting to be buried with it.
With the same ring that she'd given you.
Yes. Now, the thing is, towards the end there, she was really confused. She was kind of, we were not even having full conversations towards the end there. And my mom ended up coming to me and basically saying, look, she requested to be buried with this ring on, so you have to give it back, which is crazy to me because, you know, like I said, I knew that was a special gift for me. I mean, that definitely happened. I had that ring in my possession for at least 8 months before my grandma got really bad. So my mom and I got in this huge fight over it, and she just like could not see my side of things.
Okay,
it was
so
awful.
Right, okay. So you're thinking that grandma forgot even given it to you.
Is that the idea? Like she just
thing. Yeah. I'm not thinking. I'm positive.
Okay,
that's
I understand.
So, okay,
I understand.
So mom. Yeah. So you and mom getting this big dust up. What did you do? What happened?
Well, I mean, what else can I do? I had to give it back. Like this, the fighting, like I said, I had to move back in with my mom. I'm just
right,
in the middle
right,
of
right.
all these things going on. It's like, I had to keep the peace. So I was just like so tired of fighting. And so I gave it back.
Okay.
I had
to. I'm sorry to hear that's hard. Like that sucks.
It does suck. It did suck. But okay. And this is where it gets kind of dicey. We have a funeral a week for her and, you know, everybody's there giving their respects and service was beautiful. And I was the last one to go up to her casket and pay my respects. And, you know, I was really emotional. Everyone was really emotional, but I had the chance. I took it.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's that.
That's the point of a wake.
Yeah, exactly.
No. The ring. I took it back.
Wait, what?
You took the ring? I'm sorry, did you just say, I mean, I know it was your grandmother's, but are you saying you took it off?
I know this sounds kind of bad. Yes, she gave it to me. I know that was meant for me. So yes, I took it back. I mean, what was I going to do? Just let her be buried with that forever? That is how...
I mean... If that's what she wants, you got to let her, like, do that, you know?
Well, what she wanted was for me to have it. And I know it might sound crazy, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now because I obviously can't wear it in front of my mom.
Yes, of course you can. That's not
oh
crazy.
My
that's
God.
The reality.
Yes.
I want to wear this ring. I can't wear it around my mother. Obviously, she would recognize it. But I don't even really I don't even really know what to do, to be honest with you.
Okay,
I
mean, well, what happens if you just tell her?
My mom? I don't know how you think that's going to go, but I'm not exactly looking to get kicked out on the streets again.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's no way that my grandmother didn't want me to have this. Honestly, I'm not even sorry I did it, because I know in my heart of hearts that that is what she wanted from me. And the only real question here is how to keep it a secret from my mom until she dies. But what would you do?
What would we do?
Probably
not of the stones to pull a rock. I'm a dead lady.
My God. Look, I have no idea. I imagine someone's going to have some opinions. Okay, so can we go ahead and get y'all set up for a date here, or what are we looking at?
I think I'm actually good.
Okay.
I'm good, all right.
All right. Guys, thank y'all for being on the show today.